And welcome back to the Next Panel Podcast. Excuse this is your host, Aleels. Joined to me at my right is...
Russell.
And to his right...
Drake.
Last but certainly not least...
The number before one.
I like that one. That was good. That was cute.
Little math.
I like that. How's everybody doing?
Uncle.
How's everybody doing? I'm sorry.
Good. Been two good vacations. Two weeks of vacation.
Yeah, did we get PTO for that?
Did we get a paycheck yet?
Yeah. I'm just waiting
to add it on to the future.
Yeah, so we were off for, what, 3 weeks?
We're working for the future.
Two strong weeks.
Two strong weeks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, there was some construction going on. I'm sorry about that.
Awesome, but so no PTO.
Yeah, no.
Awkward.
Damn. Just enjoy the day off. Like,
okay,
I did enjoy it. I missed it. Yeah, I missed it.
But we're back. You know, I want to say we're better than ever, but I don't lie. But we're definitely back.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Present. Yeah.
We are sorry for the. Vacation, but we're back. You would think we would have thought
we would come back rested.
You would have thought it was an actual vacation.
Yeah.
This ain't it. This is not it.
Now you're making a dope.
Fearless one, where you want to lead us to this one?
Dun, dun,
well,
dun.
I guess I should just get this out of the way before we actually get into our topic. Due to these 2 weeks off, we now are working on Christmas. All right, into the topic.
What?
Just wait till you see actual work schedule. That was another vacation.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, we're working on Christmas?
Huh? We'll discuss that on the 25th.
We're going to discuss that around about the 20th.
You want to discuss it with yourself?
Yeah, right. It's going to be a short conversation.
Yep. Ain't gonna be no replies in it.
Hello?
The number you reach.
So, like, since we're at the beginning of the pod where people are probably still listening right now,
mm-hmm.
Big
can we tell them our changes that are coming next month?
Oh, yes.
Updates.
I have my fearless one.
God, I'm doing a lot of talking this week.
Yeah, you need to. You need to.
Okay.
You owe us.
We'll be doing nothing else.
So, starting in December next month, we will be moving to a bi-weekly schedule.
And by bi-weekly means once every 2 weeks, not twice a week.
Yes.
That is a weird word, by the way, that it could just mean either one.
You know, I guess so. Yeah. Yeah, so the podcast will be every 2 weeks. We're going to use this extra time to come back and, you know, give better content.
Right? Yeah, and the off week will be us doing...
More streaming, on the Next Panel Twitch.
And by, more streaming, he means streaming.
Yeah,
streaming.
To begin with.
You know?
Right.
We owe it.
But yes, those are the two big changes coming, starting December. Anything else?
Not that I can think of.
No.
But that's actually some positive. No,
we're going to get like 20 minutes into a topic and then we're like, oh my God, wait. New hosts.
I mean, video's dropping soon.
Huh?
We don't talk about that one.
What? It was just an example. Feel free to read into it.
I'm getting better with these.
That was a good shot.
Yeah. I'm getting better with these things
now. I believe we should be having a guest soon too, right?
Yes.
Lightning striking Viking hordes.
Cross X will be here.
Okay.
You know.
Cross X.
We'll say that like people know him.
I mean, hey, you know.
Cross X, you know him.
From
things like.
He's a ranked Duel Links player.
There you go.
Things like Duel Links. There's a mystery to just using a person's profile name.
You know.
Don't worry about it.
I guess this is a surprise for you too.
Again, feel free to read it.
Feel free to read the group chat.
feel free to read it to it.
You know, I feel like my days is coming. I'm gonna be mad at this.
Your waves is waving.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
But, waves is waving. Yeah. So, and then hopefully we got some videos dropping on our channel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys change the password to your Twitter?
Huh? Because I feel like. What are you talking about, my boy? Okay. So this week we're talking about what makes animes great.
Yes. Right? Mm-hmm. Yes, we should use great. Yeah. Use the word great. So good doesn't suffice.
Yeah.
That was a good word by me as well.
Good is good, but why be good when you can be great?
Exactly.
It takes less effort, duh.
It's very true, but still.
Waste energy?
You can be greatly good.
I am superbly average.
I am amazingly normal.
We out here.
Okay.
Superbly average, bro.
So,
give me a game. I'll be bad at it. But I'll be the best bad player you ever seen in your damn life.
So on this topic, there's different genres. Like, do you have different, like, expectations?
Take your time.
For instance, like,
I think it's more based off the amount of episodes.
Yeah, because, like, different genres, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's, like, obviously, if you're watching, like, a comedy animated, you're not going to be like, okay, so it's a 2 out of 10. Nobody fought. Nobody.
So let's use this one then. Let's use it for new anime. Does the trailer set an expectation?
If it's going to be a
like,
short,
would you say, okay, this is going to be great off a trailer or no?
Off a trailer, no.
Expectations might, like, I might expect something decent, but I don't think I'd expect great from just a trailer. Like,
yeah.
I might expect it to be good. Off the trailer, but
that's fair. That's what I'm asking.
Great, you kind of gotta.
Yeah, I'm not going great off a trailer either. But some people get.
I have a question in reference to you, what you said. So, let's go with like a short anime, like 12 episodes. Mm-hmm. How many episodes do you think it would take you to be able to tell if it's gonna be a great anime to you, or do you need to see like the whole thing, like completed?
Good question.
I mostly. So, when I first start watching an anime, if I don't want to know what's going to happen next, I'm not really going to be, like, super into it. You know, like...
So, anticipation.
So, like, where the comic got killed, for instance. Remember when they found the friends in the, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, no, I got to know what happens next. You know? Like, even though it happened in the same episode, I'm like, okay, this is actually building up. But if it's just, like...
Like, does it hook you?
Yeah, like... Okay.
So I guess the first episode matters because we were talking about Erased early, and I was like, I feel like that first episode was one of the best hooks from a first episode.
Yes.
Because it kind of just ended, and it was like, what the fuck just happened?
See, that's, yeah. That's just me in any show I watch. That first episode got to give me. If it don't give me the first episode, it got to be a lot going on for me to want to get into
so
the
show. Exactly. Piggybacking off that, right? That's what... So... Now, the second seasons of stuff. How many episodes did it take you to say Tokyo Ghoul is horrible? Season 2.
So, I give animes 3 episodes, you know.
Okay.
Depending on how good the third episode is, maybe 4.
Use Tokyo Ghoul as like a standard. So, season 1 amazing, right?
Okay.
So, would that give you more episodes to give season 2 a chance? Then let's say God of High School.
I think SL's gonna know where I'm going with this, right? But I'm not a good person to use for a question like this, right? Because I hate myself. Okay, I will put myself through every episode of something I hate.
You remember the DC fandom episode?
You know,
Teen Titans.
Yeah, I will subject
he's
myself.
He hasn't liked that for like 2 seasons
to
now.
Something I don't like. So Zero got me to watch all of season 3.
We didn't watch the whole thing.
Of
we watched like half.
Yeah, half of it. So by the time he left the house, I had to finish the other half because, again, I was half.
I didn't put that
show
on.
Tokyo Ghoul season 3.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
In my defense, in rewatching the beginning episodes, I realized, I was like, why do I have this man watching this?
Okay, so.
Yeah, so.
I dropped it.
Alil's doesn't count. Zero and SL. Did you see Tokyo Ghoul?
No.
Okay, what's a great anime season 1 for you?
Great anime season 1. Let's go Fire Force.
Season one, you love
five. No, matter of fact, just to make your arguments.
I don't need. It just could be anything great for you because I could use Tokyo Ghoul for him.
All right, so if you want to do it for me, let's just go with. Dr. Stone.
Okay, you love Dr. Stone. Dr. Stone was pretty amazing. All right, Tokyo Ghoul season one was amazing. We can agree, right? Mm-hmm. How many episodes would you go into season two so you could be like, all right, thank God, it's worth it.
You know what? With Tokyo Ghoul, I gave it the whole season.
You gave it the whole season?
I gave it the whole season because I was like, at some point, it's going to get back to like the
what story. It was, right? Like,
it's got to.
Exactly, my point. So what about Dr. Stone?
I gave Dr. Stone three, me, I was really hyped for it because it came out and I wanted to see how the storyline was going to go. But to me, it just got dry.
So yeah. when though? Like, when did you say
I can't? Episode two.
Episode 2?
Episode 2.
Okay. I feel like for second seasons, like what you're getting at, I feel like the leash is shorter. Just because
But I feel it's shorter depending on what season one was. Because God of High School season one, not when season really. Two comes out, if it comes out, it's hopefully really it doesn't.
Got you.
If the first half of the episode is bad, I'm just going to be like,
it's over.
Yeah. It's over.
So
Tokyo Ghoul did have help because I read the manga, like after season one. I read the manga, so I read up to like I think past season two, a little bit into season three. I think it was on. So like the whole time, I'm like, yeah, no. At some point, they're gonna like go back to the like. I felt like I seen the script. They're off script right now. At some point, they gonna come back to it, and they just kept going further and further.
I feel like there's a leash on. I feel like there's a leash.
It's a very short leash with season two.
And then season three, the leash shortened up because I was like, they went so far that way, but then they came back and they was following the story, so I was with it because I was like, oh, I remember this from the manga. And then like after that sixth episode, it was like, they're doing it again. Like they're going somewhere else again. What's happening?
So yeah. So the same way. With,
and like, I was sad.
Like Promised Neverland was a great first season. But then the second season, due to my research, that they went completely off from what it was season two. So season two is like completely different how the manga explains it. So it just skips it. And it's like, damn, now I don't want to watch this no more. You get what I'm saying?
So you watched it because you watched the first one.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, right? So what would you say was your head? What would you say? Anime had the best season one.
To me?
Yeah.
Best season one? Sheesh. Can you come back to me? Because I want to really figure that out. Let me look at my list.
We could stick with Tokyo.
Okay. Corey, you going to go to Tokyo as well?
Season one? Wouldn't be Tokyo,
but no, not best, but I'm just going with a like.
Or like your favorite. No, like really think about this question. So I don't even think Tokyo Ghoul is now.
So
it's no longer my favorite.
I was using it as a standpoint.
Yeah, no, I get you.
All right, so to use a,
I'm trying to choose an anime that has a season two.
I'll go with. Well, all right. I'm gonna choose Demon Slayer.
Okay.
I was just about to say. I swear to God, I was about to say.
Demon Slayer. Have a question,
but there's no season two.
No, so but, it's like a hard but season. That's why I said that. But mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer. Okay.
Yeah, I could go with Demon Slayer with.
I was thinking that or Juju. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm going Jobless.
Okay.
Are we just doing recent?
Matter of fact.
Are we just doing recent?
No, I'm just going Jobless.
I got you. To make this all debatable, Black Clover.
Okay.
I'm going to go Black Clover.
I wanted to do Naruto, but I'm like, I can't, like.
We can't do
Naruto. That shit it wasn't, like, broken up into seasons, so it's, like, not fair. Just if like, I was to choose a first season, it'd be like that. Up to Land of Waves, which would be, for me, fucking phenomenal. Oh, but
was Black Clover seasons?
No, it was like, no.
So I can't do that then. Then I'll go with our previous question.
Okay, Demon Slayer.
You have a follow-up question?
Yeah. Okay. Like, mm-hmm. what do you think... So, what was it that made...
Steins Gate, sorry.
Steins Gate? Cool. Yeah. Okay, so what was it that made it so amazing? Like, what did it have? What was...
So... I don't know.
Was it the art?
I go through a lot when I watch anime because it's like I was watching a lot of bad and it was like refreshing to and see. Then like the refreshness brought into it and then like how they made how they just, all the characters, well, the ones they introduced in season one, even though I read the manga, but the character development, like, I could see myself watching that, like, over and over again. It wasn't like, you know how people say animes are popular, right? Let's say if I'm talking to you about an anime, blah, blah, blah. You might just watch it just because it's a popular anime and just so you can have it in your library of whenever people want to discuss it. But I feel like that was a popular one and it lived up to the expectations.
Can I retract my answer?
Okay.
Yes. I have two in my head right now. And that's Dragon Ball Z and Attack on Titan.
Hold
on.
Dragon Ball Z might be a
the Naruto best thing. Season one.
You like watching Baby Gohan?
With the Raditz and...
Where would season one even end for?
I would do the Saiyan Saga as the first season.
I think
season
included Nappa and Vegeta.
Like yeah,
the Vegeta.
Yeah, it ends at that when Vegeta leaves. Season two would be the Namek arc. Okay. Season three would be Frieza. If you really want to break it up.
So if you're doing the Saiyan arc,
I feel like Frieza was two seasons.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So Namek, then Frieza. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you go Android Cell, Boo.
So, weird thing about me when it comes to anime, I just like, it's something about character development that gets me all the time. No matter what show I watch, I tend to pay attention to how this character is going to develop or how the show will develop.
Why Vegeta's your favorite character?
Yes.
Okay.
So upon like watching how Goku,
but he Piccolo, developed. He's still a prince.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like
he went from being bad to good. Good.
But that happened in the wouldn't have been the Saiyan arc though. That would have been in the
I think he's just talking about Dragon Ball.
I'm just talking about overall. Oh, okay, right. So like, I watched how Goku was pretty much trash fighting Raditz. Upon losing Piccolo as the technically he was more of the hero of this whole thing. How everything grew after that. Mm-hmm. So Goku training to become a better fighter. Piccolo is like taking on second stepdaddy duties as Gohan's trainer and stuff like that. Just the development of how everything came about.
Yeah, no, Dragon Ball.
Then Nappa and Vegeta comes in. The darkness behind it is like, oh, who is these people eating stuff in different planets, about to go to Earth and stuff like that. They knowing about the training. You know, it's just all that little stuff that makes the character develop to me. To like, if we look back now to like Super, all these characters pretty much grown up. They got different views and stuff, like different. Some of them are around, some of them are not around. So that's why I really look into when it comes to anime. I'm sorry.
I'm young, but...
What?
Dragon Ball Z Season 1 is not it.
Season 1 is it?
It's not it. Okay. I can skip it.
What was your second one, though? You said you were between two.
Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan was great.
Season 1 was fire.
Season 1 was fire, because it's like, if you watch the first season... Because I think we all watched went back and watched the first season again, right?
Again? No.
I did.
Oh, we did. Sorry. We went back and watched the first season, and the first season was dope to me because of...
Fire.
Just what was going on. The storyline. Again, storyline. Character development. I even like the art style. The art style wasn't that bad to me.
I ain't gonna hold you. I did drop Attack on Titan. That season two.
I dropped it too.
Because season two was just...
Exactly, but then Dre just brought up that good point about how people pop when an anime is popular, everybody go and watch it just to watch it.
That was me watching Attack on Titan.
Oh no, I was in it. I was in it.
Dre told me to spin the block.
Yeah, after I spun the block, it was amazing.
My thing was, I think with Attack on Titan for me, it was like the first season was like hype. Like the whole way through.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second season came in, and I get it. I felt like it just started off with more like world building. Catch up to what's going on. But for me, I was like, you just showed me a nigga in the wall.
Like, I want to know what's going on with that.
No, but that's...
Now I'm episodes in and this redhead chick is eating a potato again.
So, it was... I think it was better because the third season was already made. So, the second season didn't really, like, stop with just information. We got to the third season where it's action again. So, it's like... So, it's sort of like you with Brotherhood when you thought certain stuff was, like... When you thought, remember, the seasons was for you. But for us, it was like we were seeing it develop.
Like, all straight through. Because, like, when they have it classified now, they have it classified as season. But, like, when we was watching it, it was no season. Yeah, it was just straight through.
What the hell? Wow.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then, what about you with Steins Gate?
So, low-key, I kind of got, thinking about Steins Gate, I got caught up in my head with Fate Zero. Because I was like, damn, that's two motherfuckers right there.
I was trying to watch the Fate Zero, too.
But I think it's for the same reason. And low-key, it might be anime in general. I think it's more, because obviously the story matters. Mm-hmm. Character development matters, like you were saying. And then based off the genre, if it's the action, the quality of the action, mm-hmm. if it's a mystery, quality of mystery. But the character interactions, like, not even just how they develop naturally, but like how they interact with each other. That's what kind of got Fate Zero kind of stuck in my head. Because it's like you're watching an episode and you're like, okay, what's Kiritsugu doing? What's Saber doing? I forget the white hair chick's name. What's she doing? What's the priest doing? Like, it's like seven different motherfuckers and you're watching and seeing how what each of them are planning is changing, what the next dude is planning, how they communicate with each other, backroom deals they make into like team up and get rid of this dude before they fight each other. The servants themselves are into, you have Saber, Gilgamesh, and Alexander having like a round table meeting, like discussing like what it means to be a leader or whatever. And it's like, oh, this is, aside from the action and the actual plot and, like, what's actually going on, and the fact that it's a prequel for something I've already seen, so, like, I'm sitting here looking for Easter eggs, it's like, you know, it's weird, like, you have the good guys, low-key, not on the same page, like, they don't agree with each other, but they're in a situation where they have to work with each other, but then you have one of the good guys, it's like, low-key's not working out because he's not telling her anything, but it's also, like, I see why he's, like, why bother, but... That, and then Steins Gate, similar thing. Just, like, the group. But then back to the character development, the main character, how it's, like, for the whole first season, you're basically watching him. First episode, like, everybody's like, he's crazy. Out of his mind. Mm-hmm. Then you find out, like, basically everything he was crazy about was true. And then it's, like, you're watching him descend into madness as the plot keeps unfolding. And then, like, but, like, bringing himself back, low-key. And then just seeing how that unfolds is crazy, bro. Like, imagine watching your homies die, like, over and over and over and over for, like, 2 weeks straight, and you can't figure out how to stop it. But it just keeps happening. That's the fate. And it's low-key only happening because of you. It's like, golly. Them two animes is great, bro. Tens out of tens.
Nah, Fate is a great show. What was the question that you were going
to... Yeah, so that was my thing. So, like, for me, I said Jobless Reincarnation. I think it was my favorite season one. And for, I'll say this, like, season two is starting, and for the first time, it's like I'm watching an anime, and I feel like it stayed at the same quality, like, if not, it's getting better. But the season one, the writing was great, the characters that they established and how they established them, it was on point. The art direction is beautiful and on point every time. So
what I have to give to Jobless, though, I think part of, at least for me, that makes it dope, is that I really went in there just like, okay, this is going to be one of those anime, where it's like, the anime that I've probably seen the most of, which is like, this will be a 5 or a 6, this will be average, but then I'm watching, I'm like, this, even, like, the premise, you can, obviously, the premise makes sense for it to be what it is, but, like, we just got off of watching, like, 3 episodes back-to-back with, like, the same exact premise. And it was like, yeah, these are mediocre at best. But it's like, while you're watching, it's like, yeah, it's something to pass. Jobless was like, wait a minute.
You know,
like, around episode 5, I was like, wait, this shit actually kind of good.
With a title like Jobless Reincarnation, you're like, oh, yeah, it's just another.
Or it'd be a comedy or something.
Yeah, like, just another isekai.
It's kind of hidden.
But then you're watching it, you're like, oh.
Like, this is hidden. Like, I'm kind of here with the characters.
Yeah.
Like, his teacher was so cool.
I have a question I wanted to ask him, but since... So, if Jobless told you...
It's fucking pop.
Season 3 would be filler. Ahead of time, it would be filler. And season 4 is going back to the manga, would you watch season 3?
I don't think so. I don't know. So I don't know if I would want to ruin it. But then again, Jobless is so good, it might actually that's be good. Ass villain.
I'm not gonna lie, I'd be there for it.
Yeah, I'd give it a chance. I'd definitely give it a chance.
Too. I'm just asking.
Yeah, because it's kind of like, especially with a show like that. Mm-hmm. Like that, it could be filler, but it could just be like the third season of that straight comedy. Like, even with the same premise, it could be hilarious.
So my main question was gonna be after the filler question: how much filler does it take to get an anime from being great to non-great?
That's a good ass question.
Oh, that's yeah. Especially remember I sent you guys the statistics with like how much filler. Yeah.
So to me, I'm not gonna lie. Bleach didn't fall off for me. I hated the Bound arc, but it was watchable. But it didn't. It still then it got back and it was really good.
This is why I feel like Boruto is fine.
What got me with Bleach wasn't...
Boruto is 76% filler, though.
There's no story.
I saw that.
What got me with Bleach wasn't that the filler in particular was, like, bad. It was that you'd have a season of filler, and then the next season would be spin-off filler from the filler. And it's like, you're going down a rabbit hole I never gave a fuck about to begin with. It was like, I watched it because it was pretty cool, but like when the Zanpakuto started talking.
Yeah.
That was cool. I didn't need another arc of them talking and then another arc of them like learning to not talk even though they're still talking through this. It's like, bro, like, I'm good.
The question you asked was like, how many fillers?
Like, not how many, but...
Three back-to-back episodes of filler and I'm done.
Well, also for really? Me...
I'm done.
That was my main question. That was my next question I'm going to ask. Like, how many fillers
did you didn't, take for you to you get didn't back finish to the Bleach?
What?
It depends.
No. Oh, you didn't?
No.
Because of the filler?
Yes.
Okay.
It for me, it depends. Because, like, filler is filler, but it depends on the filler, you know? Because, like, filler isn't necessarily...
You only read Naruto.
Yeah, I only read Naruto.
Because, like, so filler isn't necessarily, like, always, like, bad? Because, for example, like, Dragon Ball, when Goku and Piccolo learn how to drive. That's filler, but that shit is fucking hilarious. Like, I love that again, episode.
It's an episode.
But it was just one episode.
But if you give me 3 back-to-back weeks of straight filler...
I'm fine with that if it's like, again, Naruto, like, the whole Three Tails thing was filler. But that Three Tails arc was kind of cool. Like, I didn't mind watching it. Like, that's fine. But if it's literally, like, one episode...
With the girl who had
the diamond. The crystals. Yeah, the diamond shit. And Orochimaru's...
By the bubble. The dude that can spit the bubbles, or was that two?
No, that was a different. That was the Six Tail filler. But like that one was cool. So like, but if it's like, say we're watching 86, right? Mm-hmm. And then they come out and there's an episode and it's filler, and then the next episode is completely unrelated filler. It's not like this is like continuing the story from the previous week. It's just a completely different filler plot. Like
them just doing
and then it's like, no, now you just. Like, I'd rather you just stop the anime and come back next season.
We're not...
So,
I'm not
three
doing,
episodes straight?
Yeah, I'm not doing no arcs on filler, and...
Yeah.
It depends.
So, this is my last question, then.
Okay.
Would you rather... So, well, 3 episodes. But what about, like, how Super did it? I would rather filler than what Super did.
Yeah.
What? Where?
Where they, like, just
they did
the movie again.
And then the first 2 seasons...
Was just was the movies again.
So, isn't that what Demon Slayer is doing now?
Not really.
Well, it's just the beginning part of this season that is the movie. Dragon Ball was like, no, the first 30 episodes was just the 2 movies.
Yeah,
the 2 movies. Like, at least Demon Slayer, like, they said, no, 6 episodes, and one of the episodes is something that is like a prequel to the movie that you didn't see in the movie. So really, it's like 5 episodes.
Okay.
And then you're right into the second season, so it's kind of like, okay.
But Super did the same thing, too.
True, but Super...
Super stretched it out.
Super stretched it out.
The first 2 seasons were literally repeated material.
Okay. Like, the first 30 episodes was just the 2 movies.
Yeah.
Like, summed up.
So, would you rather that or filler?
Good question.
I'd rather none. 30 episodes.
You gotta... All right, don't speak for you. Speak for...
Look,
but, so like, Jobless. Say Jobless had a movie. What would you prefer?
Yeah.
They're coming back. You're either getting...
I would at least... Me, personally, filler, I want at least some new
filler.
Or they're rehashing the movie again.
I want
new material.
I want new material, so I would take the filler.
So I would take
normally
as long as that filler explains something that's going to happen going into the new season.
If they do the movie the way Demon Slayer is.
That's what I was about to say. If they're doing it like Demon Slayer, I'll take it. If it's like Demon because Slayer, it's only six episodes. Yeah, if you're doing it like Dragon Ball, where now I have to sit through 13 episodes after I already watched a 2-hour movie so I could just see the same thing.
Yeah.
But Frieza's talking about being short for a little bit longer. And you're not as.
And it's in worse quality.
I'm like, bro, you're not even matching the animation. Like, I'd literally prefer it if you said watch the movie again. Because at least that's 2 hours. 30 episodes. That's like 15 hours, bro.
That's why me and Dre going with that one.
Well, let's be real. 20 minute episodes, so like 5 hours. That's 5 hours. I could have watched both movies.
I had time to spare. I like new material.
Yeah. I'm taking.
So even if it's just like you said, like Goku learning how to drive. You know, I learned something about my favorite character. It has nothing to do with that, but at least it's like, it was there.
At least they explained.
But again, that's why I like.
I don't want to watch Goku turn Super Saiyan God, and then Goku turn Super Saiyan God.
The same exact way. For the same exact reason. In the same exact situation, just it looks worse. And it's like, oh, well, thank you for. I mean, basically, it's like, you saw the movie. Now pretend like this is like the year 2000 and someone uploaded the movie to YouTube and the quality went down. Like, and then just watch it again on YouTube. Like,
that's like me saying, yeah, I just came back, just seen the Dragon Ball Super movie. And then Zero goes, oh, no, I didn't really watch the movies. I was watching the shows. And then I'm like, oh, but did this happen? And he'd be like, yeah. And I'm like, what about this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, it's just how did they fit all that in the movie? These dudes was talking for like 10 episodes. Exactly. How long? The movie was an hour and a half? What? Took him like 3 years to get through that,
like,
bro.
Yeah, so me, I like new material.
But again, back to Naruto, some of the filler in there was literally like giving you more background on like side characters. So like filler like that, when you have an episode dedicated to following Rock Lee, and it's like actually interesting.
Yeah, like that.
Like that, I'm with like when Rock Lee was fighting that mirror match against that other dude from the village that he didn't have the gates, he had something else. But there was like matching like that. Like that was interesting to me.
Wasn't the drunken fight filler too when he was drunk?
No. That was Kimimaro.
That was Kimimaro, actually. Yeah.
But now the part that wasn't filler, but felt like filler when we was watching it, where they went after Sasori and Guy's team was fighting like their doppelgangers. I don't even think that's filler. I could have done without all of that shit. Cause these dudes was really for the whole fight just saying I don't know how to beat him. He fights just like me. It's like, you said that 3 episodes ago. Sakura's poison. Naruto's mad as shit. Don't know where Kakashi is. Can y'all just meet up and fight, like, switch partners?
So, would you rather, like...
Like, Neji can't be Tenten's clone. What the hell are we doing here?
Like, so, before when in Naruto, would you like the anime to say, like, this percent filler? And would that would stop you from watching something?
You know what? I just want a disclaimer on a filler episode. That's it, just a little labor.
So what if like 86 season 2?
Just like let you know. Like how Kaiju tells you like, okay, every 2 weeks, the chapter's coming out, but it ain't no chapter.
Yeah, so it's just
instead of a full number,
give me a point one.
The point .5 or the point .1.
.5. I like when they do that with the recaps too.
Yeah.
Episode 13.5 is the recap. No.
No, but no. I shouldn't like not think I'm tuning into a new episode and then I'm watching.
And then like 5 minutes in, you're like, does this matter?
It's even worse when you know it's filler.
Yeah, and then
like Naruto when it was coming out, we're like,
yeah, this is filler.
Yeah.
Why do I know it's filler?
Now what I will say,
that's how I know it's bad.
Again, just going back to Naruto because like half of it's filler, so it's easy.
Yeah.
Naruto did shit that would upset me where they'd have episodes where half of the episode is filler, half of the episode is canon. Half of the episode isn't just canon. Like, I watched Naruto's old enough, I can spoil shit. I watched an episode when they had Naruto on the island when he first got there. They were trying to determine the sex of a giant armadillo for a good 10 minutes. Spliced into that was Madara explaining his entire plan for the war, some of his abilities, revealing the army, Kabuto revealing the... I'm like, why are we going back to Naruto looking at armadillo dick? When Madara's over here saying like, yeah, my army's bigger than them. Oh, Kabuto, you about to make it stronger? Oh, we about to attack him? Cool. Yeah, let me pop this new eye in with this new mask. And like, let's discuss the plan a little bit. Switch back to Naruto still staring at this armadillo dick because the armadillo done fell for Naruto. So the armadillo thinks Naruto's his boyfriend because the armadillo identifies as a girl is what I learned in this episode. Doesn't mean anything or matter. Never saw him again.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it was important to tell me that while Madara was explaining
since like the company that's animating the shows, obviously, they know what they're taking from the manga. So I feel like they should put they can put a percentage up.
I would not I even would, just I that. Would do that. In your
face, sucker! If like you, this is 17%, like
if or, you have to do filler. For me, just take a season break. Like, because normally when they do filler, it'll be like a manga's running and it's getting close. So it's like, okay, we need to give time. Like, bro, right like, bro if you don't just take a break. Well,
it does it all the time.
Because then the other thing goes back to the studio. It's like, why do you have these people animating shit that doesn't even matter just because you need time? Just give them some time off so they can come back and do better. Like, you have them wasting energy on the filler. Then when it comes to the important shit, it's like, oh, work harder. Like, money.
And then the whole quality just suffers for it.
I'm like, you know, just give them a break. There's mad anime coming out.
So filler could drop an anime down from great to good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most definitely.
Like, that's what it does for Naruto.
Like, so Naruto's not great to you?
Naruto, I realize with how much I like Naruto, it should be in my top three anime. But then realizing that I stopped watching Naruto at one point and switched to the manga because of filler,
yeah,
I can't too. Rate the anime that high.
I stopped
high.
Even in regular Naruto too when they were had to clean the Hokage's
oh after rocks the and stuff. After the Sasuke Naruto fight in the valley, stopped watching. And then in the beginning of Shippuden, because Shippuden started off crazy. And then it hit some filler. And then I got word that in the manga, Sasuke and Itachi were fighting. I was like, fuck the anime.
Yeah.
Because you're in filler right now, and literally Sasuke and Naruto fight like two fights from now. So I switched to it for that.
So
that's why the War Arc I've only seen straight through once, but I've never seen one of the fillers in the War Arc.
So I would actually... Like, to piggyback, if the developer said the anime's been pushed back, but they did it like how Black Clover did it, like they did like episode 1 all the way to whatever, what are they at? 164, 2?
Something like
whatever.
That.
Whatever. Like, if they let me know, like, this has been put back because they want to do, like, a long period of time without filler or anything, I would wait for it.
Like,
I have no problem waiting for an anime.
Like, for me, what confused me with the filler in Naruto, like, original Naruto, is that the bulk of it, like, the last 80 episodes, like, the last, very last episode of Naruto is canon. Episode 136 is canon. I think the last episode of Naruto is, like, 230 or 220-something. Everything in between there was filler. That was just 80 straight episodes of filler. Now imagine watching that week to week. You know how many weeks 80 weeks is?
Yeah, that's
a, it's like a year and a half of just motherfuckers finding dogs, buying birthday
imagine
presents.
Imagine you're talking to like a person who only read the manga like me, right?
And yeah.
You're telling them, like, yeah, you know, you saw the seventh. What are you talking about?
You know what happened with filler too? Because this happened in Naruto too. They did the filler, but obviously you're doing filler. With Naruto, Sakura, and Sasuke. Sasuke was in the hospital. Itachi just put him in the hospital. And the story picks up again with Sasuke in the hospital. So in the filler, he recovers from Itachi shit. They do some shit, go on another mission. And Sasuke gets beaten back into the hospital. So basically, if you watch the filler, like, Sasuke don't seem that strong because he just got his ass whooped by his brother. And then some random ninja beat the shit out of him. And put him back in the hospital. And then he gets out of the hospital and the Sound 4 jump him. And I was like, okay, so Sasuke just take L's? Just all day long, every day. Like, bro, that made no sense, bro. It's like, yeah, nah, Sasuke went back to the hospital. I was like, when? He was like, nah, yeah, he got hit by Itachi, got out in like 3 days. Sasuke was like in a coma for a week. What are you talking about?
But there's a difference between ongoing anime and finished anime. Because I watch Naruto again.
Because sure. you know, I can tell you, yo,
yeah, you can
skip
out.
Episode this to this.
Yeah.
But so an ongoing anime, it's like, well, maybe next week. Well, maybe next week. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe
so
next week.
When would you judge it?
What?
Like, ongoing, I would agree. I would not judge Naruto as great while it was going ongoing.
Afterwards, knowing I could just skip the filler.
But going back, like, if I was to watch it now.
Fire. Like, on a rewatching Naruto,
oh, so
taking
like,
out the filler, it's like a 9 out of 10.
So the director's cut of Naruto is great.
It's like a 9 out of 10, but if you take it with the filler, it's like a 6.
Okay.
Yeah. But the original release was
especially fresh. That's
so, but can it change? Do you think that's a like if we were arguing anime right now, right? Mm-hmm. And I was saying, damn. Well, these anime only have one. Let me think. Like Attack on Titan, right? And you're arguing Naruto. Can I say I had less filler? So
yes.
So yes. I win because of that? Even though...
I feel like you can't just because the shared number of episodes also. Because, like, you have less filler, but, like, Naruto got more story, too.
yeah, it does, but...
You know? That's kind of hard.
It's hard. Yeah, it is, but you...
I feel like it mostly comes down to, does the filler affect how you're seeing the story?
I'm saying... yeah, exactly. So if my point in arguing with you is...
If we're going anime to anime, yeah.
Like, I could say Because
you
that.
Could be like, yeah, well, you was watching Naruto, and, like, for, like, 3 months, nothing happened.
And I was watching...
And I was watching Attack on Titan.
Great moments happened.
Eren was doing this. Armin was over here. Mikasa flying all over. You already know Levi was Levi. So, like, and I'm like, well, Sasuke got beat up by
Eren. So, yeah, I would say it can affect it.
Even in, like, final rankings?
So, I would say, yeah, final rankings, you can have... I would do two different ones.
Because, I would. Like, Korn could argue easily.
But if I was arguing, I would probably go manga versus anime. Like, the anime, I feel like you just have to, like, the anime had filler at the end of the day. Like, yeah. If you're cutting out anime, it's like, okay, cut out whatever episodes you didn't like of Attack on Titan. Where does it sit now?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, say you didn't like season 2 at all. Cut out all of season 2. So just 1, yeah. 3, and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's winning 2, you know? But if we're going off the manga, now that's different, because I'd be like, well... The Naruto manga ain't have no filler.
Yeah, nah,
that shit came out of Shippuden and was going if we're bang, arguing bang, canon, bang, bang, bang.
If we're arguing canon, I think that you can remove the filler.
Yeah.
But if you're just talking about
the anime overall, yeah, what you can't, presented, so you can't just cut out shit you don't like, you know? So like Erased. The last episode has to bring it down. But just the same way I could cut out filler on Naruto, I'd be like, well, Erased was dope. It was 10 out of 10. It was like, you liked the last episode? I'm not counting that.
Yeah,
it's like that's part of the anime, though, you know. Same thing with Bleach. It's like I have to judge Bleach based off the fact that there were like 3 filler seasons back to back to back.
Yeah,
it's like that was like 36 episodes of just dumb shit.
that was crazy.
Then you go to the manga, and the manga is like 200 chapters, and it's like almost over.
That's
and
how
like
when I was reading Boruto,
that's how, like, bro. The worst thing about Boruto,
episode 200. Something's not added up here.
The worst thing about Boruto wasn't just that it had filler. It's that it started with filler, so there wasn't really a chance to get into the show, like into the meat of the story.
Yeah. Because what I noticed they tried to redo Naruto. Remember, because in Boruto, they fought the
Yeah, it's like they tried Zabuza's to do that, but it was
nephews
like...
and stuff.
Yeah, but it was like, bro...
Then they did the Chunin exams. It was stupid. They did it wrong. They
That's when, just... like, nostalgia comes back and it was like, nostalgia's bad.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, we
because
don't
it's like, why
again.
Why are we... I don't... Like, like, okay, they're fighting, like, I guess technically the 7 swordsmen, but those are, like, teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they was fighting a grown-ass Zabuza that was throwing hands with Kakashi. Haku was a kid that was, like...
Yeah,
Kakashi
said
he's stronger
so
than
that's
him. Like, that's
anime
different.
That I could argue is stupid.
Because, like, if you have to start
have
with filler, why not just wait?
You have the strongest ninja still alive, by far, who could nuke anything.
And then you showed us the movie already, so we know action that's supposed to take place. So now you're basically saying, at least Dragon Ball was like, watch the movie again, then we'll get into something new. Boruto was like, just watch this random shit about this purple-haired girl and her pet cat or whatever. And this other shit. And we'll eventually wind back around to show you the movie. At least they did the movie better.
Yeah, right. So even like with even with the filler, right, in Boruto, I would take points away from the storyline.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
it's not even like it's taking you out of the
Naruto,
story.
From
like...
Naruto, I would take points from the filler only.
Yeah.
But Boruto, I'm taking points, storyline, and filler, because you still have the strongest ninja alive.
Yeah.
And, like, what are the threats?
That's another thing with Boruto. Like, that's why I was like, I feel like there should have been a series between the end of Naruto and Boruto. Even if it was short. We're like now where the manga's at, not to spoil, but where the manga's at now, where it's like, okay, this is starting to make more sense.
Yeah.
Like, if that happened earlier in the series, and then the other shit happened, again, it's even discounted filler, but if that happened first, then it's like, going into the series, it makes sense. Okay, there are threats, because... But, like, we went into Boruto, it was like, okay, Naruto and Sasuke are gods. Where are the gods at? These are teenagers with swords. What you think, you're trying to make me believe there's any threat to Boruto? Yeah, if anything happens to Boruto in another country, Naruto shows up, drops a Rasengan, and everybody in the country's dead.
Yeah, like,
this is like, what threat is there?
So, when we're ranking this anime, what are we doing? Like, what are the weights to them? Storyline is like 60% to me. Like,
it depends on, like, what do you include in storyline? Like, so, character development also?
Yeah, like, no, that could be a different, they could be different.
Because honestly, I think the story, for me personally, I might do less.
So 50% I would say story, 30% character development, and then 20% filler. Because besides, like, these, besides Boruto, there's not, and Bleach,
Black Clover.
Black Clover doesn't have a lot of filler.
Yes, they do.
They don't have a lot.
What's the percentage on Black Clover?
5.
Oh.
I do have a filler question, though.
I could have sworn it was, I thought that was the one that was 41%.
No, that's Naruto.
Okay.
Say you're watching an anime, like the driving episode in Dragon Ball, mm-hmm. and like beforehand you don't know that it's filler. Like, you haven't seen the manga, you think it's regular. Then I tell you afterwards, like, you know that episode was filler, right? Say you enjoyed that episode, you thought it was dope. Is me telling you that it's filler, like, bring it down at all?
I still enjoy it. I just remove it from...
So, like, filler can still be something you enjoy.
Because that includes... That's included. And that's why filler, to me, is 20%
because like
anime grader. Because if it's good filler, it's not going to drop me down. It's not going to say, damn, this anime was bad.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, it was a one episode, so it's not like it took you out of the story.
Yeah, like...
And it was at a good place because it was kind of between arcs, too. I think, like, that's when I want filler. Like, if I'm going to get filler, give me filler between the arcs. I don't want those fillers where it's like, we're in the middle of a fight. Now we're flashing back to something we've shown you like 30 times.
Yeah, so...
Another thing Naruto loved to do.
So, mm-hmm.
speaking... 10-minute long flashbacks of two episodes ago, like, my nigga...
I was chilling with her 2 years ago.
So Demon Slayer, right? You read the manga?
Mm-hmm.
When they... I don't remember if this was in the manga. When they were recovering...
Yeah, that's it.
That's in the manga too?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Because I was going to say, that's filler that I could deal with.
No, that was it.
Like, filler like that, like, you're recovering...
But filler that's linked to the story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that.
I feel like it's always...
Organically linked.
Yeah, or just something that's like, because like Dragon Ball, again, at least Dragon Ball, we know it was always action-adventure, but it's comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime they have it, like the Arale episode, kind of really have nothing to do with nothing. Still thought it was funny. Like, you know, it fits, because like Dragon Ball is like, there's supposed to be comedy there.
Yeah,
but if we're watching Erasing, there's one episode where it's just
laughs.
Was
the picnic filler? Like after Goku and Gohan got out the hyperbolic time chamber? And they stayed in...
I feel like it was.
That was filler, right? But that was like a bridge. Like, you know? They was like, alright, we're out. Now we gotta wait until we fight Cell. It wasn't like a random, stupid... Like, that's filler I could watch. Like, I wouldn't deduct points from that. I would definitely not deduct points from
that. I guess, all in all, it depends on where it lies and if it, like, disturbs the story.
Yeah.
Well, that's gonna bring us to a close this week. We will be back... Next week.
Next week is going to be a great episode.
Yes, next week is going to be something special. Or, you know what? We might... Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Low-key.
Thank you for tuning in.
Before we wrap up, just one little... if you do have any, in particular, like, verses, they don't even have to be serious. Just any characters you want us to, the four of us idiots to, you know, just... prattle on about and debate, I promise you will start cussing. You know, hit us on Twitter, leave that comment on Anchor, you know, hit us up, let us know what you think.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right, so from all of us here at Next Panel, thank you for tuning in. See you next time.
Mm-hmm.